Hello, this is Lincoln, reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, November 13th, 2025. In the center of the page, we have a lovely photograph here. Michael Hodelitz provided this shot of the Northern Lights as seen in Crescent City this week. Quite an amazing picture. Now, at the top of the page, Watsika Elks Lodge number 1791 annual fundraiser exceeds expectations, by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. 11,000 raised at Booby Bingo. Watsika Elks Lodge 1791 hosted its 15th annual Booby Bingo last Saturday night, November 8th, at the lodge. Those who wish to participate in playing bingo must pre-purchase tickets, which are sold a couple of weeks in advance. Scott Kingdon of the Lodge was the caller for this event. Originally, the event was conducted in order to help Iroquois County residents fighting breast cancer. However, because so many are affected by different types of cancer, the event was expanded to cover all cancers and is also known as Bingo for Cancer Fighters. All monies raised remain in Iroquois County and can be used however they best help the family, such as with groceries, utility bills, gas for trips to doctors and treatments, etc. Organizers of the event try to raise money, the most money, without a lot of expense to the lodge. And there are some lovely photos of the event. Some lovely people there. According to Cheryl Laurent, an Elks organizer of the event, we decided to go to area businesses to ask for donations. These donated items we can use to put together for bingo prizes. Those bingo prizes vary in value of between $150 and $200 each. There are several on the list who donate each year, and according to Laurent, donate they do. We have so many gifts donated that we have started passing out door prizes, she said. That number is usually 20 to 30. In addition to the door prizes, we have 7 to 8 baskets to raffle off, Laurent continued, adding Elks also sell T-shirts and Huggies. Over the past 14 years, $95,077 has been raised, and that provided help to 132 families. This year, 175 bingo players attended, and $11,715 was raised, bringing the total grand total raised over 15 years to $106,792. Lawrence said there is a large group of volunteers who help make this event such a huge success. That list, in addition to Lawrence, includes Amy Reitz, Cindy Konauer, Cody Fredericks, Cy West, Dawn Tobeck, Deb Cookie Swigert, Eric Shea, Jill Taro, Kat Thiel, Kim Gawker, Leslie Myers White, Linda Hasbargen, Lori Yates, Marilyn Conger, Mark Lehman, Jake Taro, Marcia Nouth, Pam Thurston, Robert Gray, Scott Kingdon, Scott Zumwalt, Stephanie Wingerder, Teresa Castenguy, Todd Oster, Tracy Bishop, and Mike DeMars. Lawrence said, we, Elks Lodge members, look forward to helping more people and having more bingos. Are we going to change the world? No, but maybe we can help it be a little nicer. We do what we can. Although the event is done for this year, donations are accepted throughout the year. Checks can be made payable to Watseka Elks Lodge 1791 and can be mailed or dropped at 113 North 3rd, Watseka, Illinois 60970. There is one obituary. Joan Ellen Powers, age 85, of West Hills, California, passed away on October 13, 2025, with her family by her side. Joan was born on November 15, 1939, to Kenneth P. Hershberger and M. Wilma Hershberger, and grew up in Watseka, Illinois. Joni had 23 years of a rewarding teaching career in both public and private schools. She concluded her career teaching first grade at West Valley Christian Church, where she and her family were devoted members. Her life's motto of, "If you don't take a picture, it didn't happen," turned into almost 200 photo albums and scrapbooks documenting her family's life. She will be lovingly remembered by her husband, sister, children, and their spouses, and grandchildren, and many dear relatives and friends. A family service will be held at West Valley Christian Church on Saturday, November 15th at 1 p.m. Joan is survived by her husband, Alan, daughter, Cindy, and son, Mark, and their families, and her sister, Jan, and her family. She was preceded in death by father, Kenneth Hershberger, mother, Wilma Hershberger, sisters Nancy Hershberger and Carol Showers. ICGS conducts annual meeting. Here's how towns got their names, by Kim Raby for the Times Republic. The annual meeting of Iroquois County Genealogical Society took place Saturday morning, October 8th, at the Old Courthouse Museum. Refreshments were enjoyed by those present before the meeting began. President Eileen Burns opened the meeting. Minutes of the 2024 meeting were read and approved. Current officers are Burns, President, Jennifer Hendry, Vice President, Mary Burr, Secretary appointed, Ginny Lee, Board Member 2026 through 2028, and Connie Block, Board Member 2025 to 2027. Those up for re-election are Kathy Grazis, Board Member for a 3-year term, Secretary for a 2-year term, and Treasurer for a 2-year term. Debbie LaFine Rhodes offered to serve as treasurer until someone else fills the post. The nominating committee consisted of Rhodes and Burr. The membership report shows 150 life members and 75 annual memberships currently. So far for 2025, there have been 14 annual renewals and 4 new memberships. It was noted membership needs to increase. All members receive the quarterly Stalker newsletter, receive help with research, have access to all ICGS books, files, and information, and each ICGS member receives a 10% discount on all hardbound books purchased. The membership report was submitted by Ginny Lee. For 2026, the proposed schedule of events is as follows. January, Over the Miles program. February, Pulled Pork for Groundhog's Day Lunch. March, Open House / Membership Drive with Soups and Sandwiches. April, German Program by Lynn Strong. May, Program on Teachers in Iroquois County. June, A Father's Day Program to be Decided. July, Parade and Fair Participation. August, Ice Cream Social with a Cookout. September, Cemetery Walk with the Place Yet to be Decided. October, Harvest Days with Thoughts on Having a Haunted Cemetery Walk. November, the Annual Meeting and Participation in the Christmas Parade. And December, Christmas Tree Lane and the Annual Volunteer Appreciation Day. Following the business portion of the meeting, a program on how Iroquois County towns got their names took place. Speakers were Burns, Sue McHugh, Brooklyn Harriet, a sixth grader at Milford High School, Carter McConnell, a seventh grader at Milford High School, and Michaela Spillers, an eighth grader at Milford High School. Cities. Gilman. Gilman is a city, and it was named to honor Samuel Gilman, a director of the Kruger Second Company. This was the railroad company which purchased the land and then had the privilege of naming the new settlement. Gilman is located in Douglas Township, and at the time of the information recorded and used for this program, the population was 1,738. The town was laid out in the fall of 1857 on land belonging to Ed Hundley, Judge John Chamberlain, and three Methodist ministers. It was founded at the point where the Peoria and Oquaqua railroads would soon cross the Illinois Central Railroad. The Peoria and Oquaqua became the Toledo, Peoria, and Western Railway in return for establishing a station in Gilman. Notable people include Frank Griffith, a pitcher for the Chicago Colts and Cleveland Spiders, Harry W. Starn, an Illinois State Senator, and Franklin Underwood, a songwriter and jazz pianist. Gilman has an Amtrak platform and has been called the City of the Crossroads. Watseka. Watseka was incorporated in 1865 and has a population around 4,679. It gets its name from the Potawatomi name Watch-E-Ki, daughter of the Evening Star, the wife of early Eastern Illinois settler Gurdon Saltonstall Hubbard. The Iroquois River runs along, winding its way along the north side of the town, and is joined by Sugar Creek on the west side of town. The south half of the town is in Belmont Township, and the north half is in Middleport Township. Watseka became the county seat of Iroquois County in 1865. There are several notable people from Watseka, and some of them are Fern Andra, circus performer, actress, early film director, Henry Bacon, architect of Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., Fred Beckley, electrical engineer and inventor in the field of color television and broadcasting, Rex Everhart, musical theater and voice actor in Beauty and the Beast, Mike L. Fry, original Hoppy the Hobo in the children's series Hoppy's Place, Curtis Painter, NFL quarterback, 2009 to 2014, played football at Purdue University, former starter for the Indianapolis Colts, Sam Rice, Hall of Fame baseball outfielder, 1924 World Series champion, and Gordy Windhorn, Major League Baseball player. Villages. Thawville. Thawville sits in Ridgeland Township with a population of 215. It was named after a Pittsburgh railroad magnate, William Thaw Sr., a railroad owner from Pittsburgh who visited the town only once. Thawville was first platted around 1871. Although an attempt to incorporate failed in 1897, another attempt was successful in 1903. The Congregational Church was the first church organized in the community around 1860. Around 1879, a Methodist church was formed. Then in 1887, a Lutheran church started meeting in the Congregational Church until 1896. Onarga. The town of Onarga sits in Onarga Township with a population listed as 1,333. The town most likely received its name from a combination of facts. One theory states it was a name incented by John C. Calhoun, an Illinois Central Railroad land commissioner who combined consonants and vowels to create a suitable name. Another more romantic theory suggests the name was after a young Native American girl, Princess Onarga, daughter of an Indian chief. Onarga was incorporated as a town in 1853, founded and laid out by the railroad in 1854. Onarga has tree and shrub nurseries that have been in business for over 100 years, earning the town its nickname of the nursery capital of the Midwest. Donovan lies in Beaver Township with a population of about 251. The village was laid out in 1872 and got its name from the local Donovan family, which was prominent in the area. A significant part of the village's early history is tied to the Methodist community, which began holding services in the area in 1882. In 1882, the first church in Donovan was built on land donated by John and Anna Donovan. Beaverville, with a population of 306, lies in Beaverville Township. It got its name from the abundance of beavers in the area when the name was changed in 1905. The village was originally settled in 1851 and named St. Marie. However, that was changed to Beaverville since there was already a town in Illinois with that name. Beaverville is the home of St. Mary's Catholic Church, known as the Prairie Cathedral, or the Cathedral of the Cornfields. Danforth. Danforth was laid out in 1872 when the railroad was extended to that point. It mainly started out with most of the population being farmers and their families. The village, named for its founder, George M. Danforth, an early settler. Danforth has a population of 883. Danforth is in Danforth Township, which was formed from Douglas and Ashcombe Townships around 1877. Sheldon. Sheldon is a village with a population of 965 and situated in Sheldon Township. The town was named for George Sheldon, a railroad official of the Toledo, Peoria, and Western Railroad, which established a line through the area in 1859. The town was established that same year. Papineau. There are about 133 people living in Papineau, which is located in Papineau Township. The village was named after the Quebec nationalist leader, Louis Joseph Papineau. The township was originally called Wygant by early Dutch settlers, but French-Canadian settlers renamed it in 1862 in honor of the 19th-century political figure. Papineau was officially incorporated in 1874. Loda. The village of Loda has a population of about 356 and is situated in Loda Township. Its name came from Cath Loda, a poem written by Scottish poet Ossian. The post office there has been operating since 1880. Loda was laid out by the Associated Land Company, which was closely associated with the railroad. The firm sold 16,000 acres to Adam Smith in 1855, and he quickly built farm buildings, a large mill, and a productive hay press. He also built himself a large stately house, and that 150-year-old home remains standing today. Notable people from Loda include Irene L. Belland, a nurse educator, Robert D. Foster, a physician and early member of the Latter-day Saint movement, and Hugh Doak Rankin, an artist. Clifton. Clifton was founded in 1857 in Chabannes Township. It has a population of 1,352. The village takes its name from the Clifton Hotel in Chicago. Milford. Milford has a population of about 1,158. It was named for a historical landmark. A grist mill stood at the point where the old Hubbard Trail forded Sugar Creek. The name was a combination of mill on the ford. These two elements, mill and ford, were combined to name the town of Milford. Notable people from Milford are Joseph Callahan, an Illinois state representative, Gula Davis McEwen, a geologist who taught at the University of Nebraska, Clyde Rothgeb, an outfielder and coach, and Jesse Sumner, an Iroquois County judge and member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Woodland. This village was so named because it was originally a wooded settlement with a lot of trees. The name was chosen to reflect the natural forested environment of the early community. Woodland has a population of 248 and is located in Belmont Township. The old school was sold and transformed into Cornerstone Church. The current mayor is Ricky Grosvenor. Cisna Park. Located in Pigeon Grove Township, Cisna Park has a population of about 817. It was named after a local landowner, Charles Cisna, who donated land for the town and financed the construction of several buildings. Initially, the town was called Cisna, but the name was changed to Cisna Park to avoid confusion with another town, Illinois town, named Cisney. The park part of the name was added because Charles Cisna also donated the land for the town's park and helped with its development. Martinton. Martinton, with a population of 334, is located in Martinton Township. The village was established in 1871 by Peter Martin and named to honor its founder, Joseph Martin. In 1832, Joseph Martin platted the village along the National Railroad, and the following year, he named the settlement after himself. The town grew and officially became an incorporated city in 1905. Shabans got its name from the Potawatomi word Jibens, meaning the little duck. The name may have been given to the area due to its indigenous heritage, or possibly after a Potawatomi chief named Shabans. Established in 1854, it was the first stop on the Illinois Central Railroad south of Kankakee. Shabans was incorporated in 1875. That same year, the Shabans Waterworks Company was formed and a water system was built using an artesian well and a windmill. The system was abandoned around 1906 and a new one built later by the village. Crescent City. Crescent City is in two townships, Iroquois and Crescent. It was a population around 552 and is most likely named for the shape of its township. Crescent Township itself is named for the crescent-shaped bend in the Iroquois River, which runs through it. The township was initially named Logan, then Grenard Township, before receiving its current name. The village was officially incorporated on January 9, 1885. The pre-incorporated area existed as a settlement and served by a post office and railroad station. One of the most memorable events in Crescent City was the train derailment, which took place on June 21, 1970. The TP&W Railroad train number 20 derailed in downtown Crescent City. The disaster would later be featured on episode number 124 of Destroyed in Seconds, a program of the Discovery Channel. The community has since rebuilt and hosts a fireball festival every 5 years. Ashkum. Ashkum was named after a Potawatomi chief named Ashkum. The village was officially laid out in 1856 on railroad land. Ashkum was founded in March 1857 in Ashkum Township, and like many railroad towns, its history is tied to agriculture, featuring a large grain elevator and a preserved historic depot. Iroquois. Iroquois was named for the Iroquois people who once lived in the area. Buckley. Buckley is in Artesia Township and has a population of 495. The town was named after Reverend James Buckley, a Methodist minister who played a significant role in the area's development. He was a prominent figure in the region, and the town was named in his honor. Buckley developed around the railroad for timber industry in the 1880s and 1890s. The first building with electricity, which was in 1906, was the McBride Mill. Buckley was incorporated as a town in 1907. Wellington. This village was named after a famous English military leader, the Duke of Wellington, Arthur Wellesley, the first Duke of Wellington, who was the victor of the Battle of Waterloo. It has a population of 206, was established in 1831, and is located in Lovejoy Township. There are about 96 households. Unincorporated. There are several unincorporated towns in Iroquois County. Unincorporated means there is no active government. Very little information is available on some of these towns. Eastburn. This town is named after its first postmaster, Allen M. Eastburn, who established the post office in 1891. The post office closed in 1901. Effner. Effner was founded around 1860 under the name Hexley before being renamed Effner after George Effner. George Effner was an early settler who owned the land on which the community was established. Larrabil. Larrabil comes from the French word arable, meaning maple tree. Early French-Canadian settlers planted many sugar maple trees in the area, leading to the town's name. The town was founded in 1853-54 as a mission of Maternity Church, Bourbonnais. Stockland. Stockland Township was formed as Crab Apple Township in September 1864. It changed to Stockland Township on an unknown date. The 2020 census listed the population as 216. The history is tied to agriculture, with the school established in 1850 and the high school in 1907, which was part of one of Illinois' first consolidated school districts in 1940. The high school closed in 1961, and the grade school closed in 1988. The list of names continues for a whole another page, so unfortunately I won't be able to read the entire article for you today. I'm sorry if I didn't mention your hometown. But this has been Lincoln, reading for you the Iroquois County Times Republic for Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I hope you have a fabulous day.